Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 33, 144,000, Revelation chapter 7, 1 through verse 8. Verse 1 says, "After this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree." Now, the four corners of the earth, some people right away get bent out of shape. The earth really doesn't have four corners. It's a ball shaped. Well, four corners, just an idiom representing north, south, east, and west. We don't have to make a big deal over that. Verse 2, "Then I saw another angel coming up from the east." Interesting, he comes from the east. Won't comment too much on that, but east does have, especially in the Old Testament, a prophetic significance. East is more of a holy direction than the other three directions. "Having the seal of God, the living God, he called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea." So four angels of God have been given power to harm the land and the sea. This is judgment. Angels don't always convey and bring nice things to the planet Earth. In this case, they're going to judge the Earth. In verse 3, "Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we have put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God." Now, we're talking about servants of God who will get some kind of a seal. The text does not say what kind of a seal this is. It just says a seal, and it's basically a seal that protects the servants of God. Verse 4, "Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of the tribe of Israel." So we have a little bit of a clue here. Who are these servants? They are Israelis, and as the rest of the text states, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. There's 144,000. I believe there is a literal 144,000. This is not symbolic. There's 12 tribes, 12 from each tribe. 12 is the number of government in the Bible, so we have complete government, 12 times 12. Now, if you look at this list of 12 tribes of Israel, you don't see, for example, the tribe of Dan. There is some evidence from the Old Testament that Dan is excluded from this list because they were the tribe that introduced idolatry into Israel. When you look at the lists of the 12 tribes of Israel in the Bible, there are a few, maybe I'm not even sure how many, but a number of them. On very few occasions do they all give the same listing. In this case, Dan is excluded. Now, we do need to make comment, and I will speak to this later. In chapter 14, we see another 144,000, and we will have to determine when we get there, is this the same 144,000? I'll comment on that later. My simple point here is that these people are Jews because that's what the text says they are. We should not symbolize or allegorize these people to be anybody different. There is one other tribe that is left out of this list, and that's Ephraim. So you have Dan and Ephraim both left out, and they are replaced with Levi and Joseph. Deuteronomy 29 verses 18 through 20 tell us that anybody who disobeys the Lord by idolatry will be cut off from the tribes of Israel, and thus this might be why Dan is not on this list.